Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the special edition show. I am the host, Tracy Mahan, and I am here with my amazing, wonderful friend, Nancy Newman, who is well known for her toe reading. She is known as the Toe Lady, but she's also an author, a psychic, a friend, everything else. The list goes on and on. So let's just bring her on, and then I'll make her brag about herself.
Come on. Thanks a lot. God, you're such a pill sometimes. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited
to be here.
That's why
we get along, Nancy.
I guess so. I'm excited to be here. For those of you who've heard me before, you know that I just love toe reading. And I love particularly sharing it with people and using it to help people identify how their body, how their subconscious is speaking to them through their body. And not everybody is fluent in this language. And so as a toe reader, it's one of my jobs to help you interpret what your subconscious is trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm going to tell people a little bit about how they can get one of those readings, because obviously this is a radio show, so we don't get to see each other.
That's
if you are listening and you are not part of my chat room on Facebook, unfortunately, we cannot post pictures on the Blog Talk chat. So I need you to come over to Facebook and go to Heart and Soul Radio Chat and ask to join. And then you'd post a picture under the chat banner and you'll see Nancy's face on the cute little banner. And if you're getting ready to take the picture of your feet, please be barefoot, standing on the floor. Get your feet from about the shins up, you know, mid shin up, and so that we can get a whole entire picture of your foot and both feet in
perfect.
The picture. Yeah,
perfect.
And then come and post it in here on the chat banner, and we got a head start on that today because it gives Nancy a chance to take a few notes and we can get through them a lot faster, and that way more people get a chance to have the readings in there. And hello to Casey, Tiffany, Celia, Kathy, Sharmell, Elizabeth, Kelly, Susie, Karen, Beth, Valine, Kaylee, and Lori. And we have a ton of other people that are listening that did in the chat, but her definitely clicked on.
And
then
and we don't want to forget
in our Blog
Beth's
Talk chat.
Cat.
Oh yeah,
we don't want
Beth's cat.
Right. Hello
Oliver.
To Oliver.
That's very nice. Yes. So I really, really encourage you guys, if you have an opportunity to get into the chat room, let's get you over there. Let's get your pictures in there. It's also nice to follow along in the Facebook chat when Nancy's reading. You can see the toes that she's looking at and what she's looking at, and it helps to follow along, and you learn a lot more when you can see what she's looking at. And we do have a lot of callers on here, so we are also taking just regular questions. So if you have a question that does not pertain to a toe reading, that's fine as well. Nancy is also a psychic intuitive, so she covers it all. You like how I threw you in there?
Yeah. I love how you threw me under the bus there.
Hey, no one mentioned a bus. So, anyways, we have we're going to talk about some other things before we get to the beautiful little toes that are being posted on the page. We're going to talk about 9/11 because, of course, today is the anniversary of the 9/11 events. So we're just going to touch on that a little bit. And we're just going to, you know, one of the things that was most important for me this morning when I got up and recognized 9/11 was all those first responders. Of course, everyone that was affected by 9/11, my heart goes out to them. But those first responders that didn't hesitate to run up into the buildings to try and help people. And, you know, we're going through that again right now with a lot of the things that are going on around the world, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the fires. We've got we've got our first responders, we've got our emergency people jumping in there and just doing what they need to do. So my heart goes out to them. I'm going to hand it over to Nancy. We'll see what she has to say.
Well, I just wanted to take a minute to give a shout out to my nephew, whose name is Max, and he is a hotshot forest firefighter. So
Oh, wow.
He gets sent all around. We don't even know where he is right now, but he's one of the first ones of the firefighters. He's one of the first ones to go in. So if everybody, you know, I mean, hold all of them in your thoughts and prayers. But
yeah,
of course, I especially hold him. What else was I going to say? You know, it just,
I thought that was a trick question.
Yeah, I've been feeling for the last 2 weeks that Mother Nature is just really pissed off.
Yeah.
And she's stamping her feet. It's like she's saying, nobody is listening to me. Listen
mm-hmm.
to me. And pounding her fist. And so we're getting the earthquakes and the ocean's getting all on the land where it should be in the ocean. And it's just all messed up. And I think this is a time for all of us to go back to our basics of holding Mother Earth in reverence and being grateful for what she gives to us. And I can tell you, as it relates to toe reading, and I see from a lot of the pictures, the people who feel this the most are said to have the caretaker archetype. And it's, you know, they care for people outside of themselves. They care for Mother Earth. They do recycling. They're the ones, you know, asking for conservation and alternative forms of energy. And they're just really in there. And I see that there's a lot of those people in the
yeah.
pictures.
I have to tell you something when you're done with your story. Don't let me forget.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about Mother Earth being upset, and I went on this journey. So I recently got back from going to Hawaii, and I know, poor me, but before I went on the journey, I had a friend of mine take me into a regression, and in the regression, I was standing, I won't take you guys through the whole thing because that would be a long journey, so we won't do that, but at one point in this journey, I can see like palm trees, sandy beach, the ocean is coming in, but yet I'm standing further back. And I was trying to figure out, why am I standing so far back? Why aren't I out on the beach? And the answer that came in was because you're the volcano. I was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. So here I am just, so then I decide, okay, well, what is it like to be a volcano? Well, then I became very aware of the lava moving within inside me. And at that point, the lava was very comforting, soft, just kind of flowing back and forth. But I knew that I was on the verge of becoming angry. And I knew as soon as that anger hit, that lava was going to erupt. And then I moved out of that and into something different in the meditation. So when you're saying, you know, Mother Earth is getting frustrated with this is what's happening. You know, it's like, I could feel that. I could feel that frustration. I could feel that disappointment that why can't they get it? Why are they treating me like this? And that was building up as I was being that volcano. I could feel that energy build up. And it was quite enlightening, actually. And then to get to go to Hawaii and be near the volcano was, mm-hmm. You know, that was just
sure
magical to have that happen. So anyways, you were talking about Earth. I just thought, hey, that kind of reflects what
I was
experiencing. So I wanted
exactly,
to share.
Exactly. That's perfect. And I also kind of wanted to point out to people, in case they didn't notice, there were lots and lots of us light workers, which all of you that are listening to the show are enlightened. And there were lots of us who were holding a vision of not the destruction that was predicted. And the prediction to, not prediction, the vision of moving Irma to the east. Mm-hmm. Well, Irma did move to the east. You know, at first I think we thought, well, maybe we can move it east out into the ocean. But by moving it just the little bit east that it was, it spared a lot of the potential destruction and flooding. And so I'm feeling at a loss for words here. It might sound corny, but our combined energies really can make a difference.
Yeah, it really, really can. I had an amazing experience around that too, and I found out this morning about it. My friend Stacy, which I think she's listening, I saw her post somewhere, is down in the Boca area of Florida, and so I kept checking in with her, and when she let me know, yeah, the hurricane's hitting near my home. So, okay, so I'm gonna go say a prayer around that. So when I was sitting there focusing on her home and asking to put protection around it. And this is where life gets interesting in my world, because I've had experiences where in regression work, because I do the hypnosis in regression work, people have become wind and air and things like that. So I treated it like it was, you know, it is an energy that can respond to me. Uh-huh. So I was asking it to please bypass this home. And the energy that came back was, but I want to break something. And so I said to this energy, I said, fine, if you need to break something, break the fence, but leave the house alone. And then I didn't get any response from that. And, you know, I just kind of finished sealing the home and shielding it. And then I checked in with her this morning and she goes, yeah, the house, everything seems fine. There's some debris laying around. And the only thing that seems broken is the fence. Right?
Oh.
I was just like, really? Just the fence?
Yes.
So there it is. So we need to recognize how powerful we can be and how effective we can be. And I think, you know,
exactly.
with that storm moving east, like you were saying, it's just more demonstration for all of us to look at that, you know, we are powerful energy beings and we can do a lot of things, you know,
mm-hmm.
as we unite as a collective and we put our energy there, amazing things happen. And I know there was several prayer groups going around before the storm hit. So, you know,
right.
I just love seeing that kind of stuff and seeing people coming together and uniting forces and, you know,
right.
increasing.
Lots of meditations, you know, around the world, people gathering
yeah.
at the same time to meditate
yeah.
and pray and whatever. So pretty amazing.
Very much so. I agree. And so we do have a lot of things going on with Mother Earth right now. We have, there's so much going on. You know, we are going through, I was telling Nancy before we got on here, you know, we've been told that these things are going to happen. We've got polar shifts going on. We've got solar flares. We've got global warming. We've got the Earth is shifting. It's doing its thing. It's Mother Earth has got to do some changing, and we're all along for the ride. And so we've got to be as supportive as we can and send love and energy and light into our planet, so that we can all get through this with minimal damage, right? With the highest
exactly.
good behind it. And, you know, a lot of these energies that are coming in, solar flares, let's talk about those a little bit, because we have some intense ones going on.
I saw that.
Yeah, this is where the sun emits like a surge of energy. And I was watching a video on it, and I believe I might have posted that particular video on my Facebook page. But it emits this surge of energy, and they were saying that, you know, like this energy source can be 2 and 3 times the size of our planet, and then it moves through, you know, like it takes a day or two to travel as far as Earth is from the sun, but it moves through our planet, and it hits us, you know, we're getting impacted by these surges, and it affects our electronics, it affects us, you know. You can get headaches. Not everybody does. Some people feel charged by this and have different effects by it, but it's just paying attention to what's going on in the world as to how you're feeling. It can make people cranky. It can make them a little edgy and snarky. It can also make another person feel blissful and, you know, like they can tackle the world. And I posted the other day asking people how they were feeling with all the energy, and I got responses on both sides. You know, it's like people were struggling with it. Myself, I kept feeling very, very sleepy. Like I could sleep all night and then get up, and then I felt like I wanted to take a nap, you know, and that's kind of what the solar flares do to me. And I'm noticing now that that is a pattern for me. And a lot of people were experiencing that. A lot of people were experiencing, there were several people that got on there and said that they've been cleaning house and, you know, just doing all the chores around the house. I tried to get them to come to my house. They wouldn't do it. Nobody showed up.
Oh, so, dear.
I know. But what are your experiences right now, Nancy? What do you have or notice going on?
Yeah, I've been having the sleepiness too. You know, yeah. I swear I could sleep all day, but then I'm up all night. But the sleepiness, and I've been having a lot of dizziness and vertigo. Like I'm just off balance. You know, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, well, it's knocking me for a loop, all the things that are going on. I try so hard. I'm so much of an empath that I can't even watch the news. And yet here I was the night that Irma was supposed to hit. I couldn't sleep all night because I kept looking for news updates and what was it doing, and, you know, friends posting about how scared they were. And I could just feel that fear. And then I have to remind myself, you know, it's theirs, not mine. Let it go through, you know, protect yourself. But I think and caretakers, those with a caretaker archetype, are usually very much the empaths and have to be really careful about not getting so sucked into the news that it's hurtful to them.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, if you guys are listening to this and you don't know if you're the caretaker yet or not, there's always the archives so you can go back and listen and hear what Nancy just said about that again. But, you know, we got some people in the chat room here saying, Casey's saying that she has migraines, dizziness, and feeling sleepy. Kathy's saying she's been extremely tired. You know, sick and disorientated. That's Tiffany. So yeah, we've got a lot of people that we're just going through some symptoms. You know, our bodies are not used to the energy, the waves that are coming through. And, you know, just have some compassion for yourself right now, because, you know, we're going through so much, and we have been going through a lot. You know, this isn't new. This is stuff that's our planet's been shifting and shifting and slowly, you know, shifting for us so that we can acclimate to the energies and stuff. And, you know, it's what's continuing to happen. It just, the energy that is on our world today, the vibration of the planet today is so different than it was, say, 20 years ago. So, you know, our bodies are just trying to adjust and get used to that. And so there are lots of symptoms with that.
Right.
So, yeah.
If if people want to see what the caretaker archetype is, I've kind of scrolled through the pictures that were on there, and everybody who has posted a picture so far has the caretaker archetype. And it's physically, it's the physical characteristics are the part of your foot that is below your little toe, which we call the earth toe. It's below your little toe, and it goes back. Some people, it stops right in about the middle of the arch. Other people, it goes back almost to the heel. But it's that part of your foot that's wider. And if you were to draw a line from your heel up to your toes, every one of you have extra skin there, extra tissue. And so that's caring about things outside of yourself. That's what that extra tissue is. And if you want to look at Beth's picture, she's the one with Oliver the cat. She has one of the biggest care, we call it a care shelf. Hers is huge. I actually counted her toes to make sure she didn't have a sixth toe.
An extra one.
Yeah.
Beth, are you asking, does this caretaker archetype make my feet look big? Just kidding.
It can make them look wide. It can make them look wide.
It's an honor to have them. Yeah.
Exactly. That wideness is a sign of your big heart. Most everybody who had the caretaker archetype also has what I call the angel wing formation. And it's where if you put the 2 feet next to each other and you were to draw, starting in the middle between the two toes, and draw around the toes to one side and then around the toes to another, it's like the top part of a heart. That's the angel wings. It's like showing the top part of the wings. And almost every single picture has that. So when you have the caretaker archetype and you have that angel wing formation, it's my suggestion to you is to take a lot of care and time for yourself, for self-care, remembering that, you know, you can't help anybody else if your cup is empty. So put on that oxygen mask so you can still help everybody else.
Exactly. So I'm feeling like we need to take a caller. So are you okay with us bringing a caller on? Okay,
sure.
Caller with the last four numbers, 5101, you're on the air. Who are we talking with?
Oh. Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hello there. How are you? Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you have a picture up?
No, sorry. I have ugly toes.
There is no such thing as ugly toes. That's what Nancy
will
tell you.
That's right. Yeah. We'll talk about this in a minute. So what question did you have?
I have a question about work. So I recently started a new job. I shouldn't say that recent, but, you know, I've been there for over 5 months now, and it's not the job that I thought it was going to be. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be more adjustments that my direct supervisor will allow that would help me grow in my position, or is this a kind of situation in which the job turned out to be more minimal because that's what my direct supervisor thought should actually be the case after she's been around longer and she wants to take on more tasks herself or projects herself.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. On your right foot, the fourth toe, which would be like if it was your hand, it'd be the one your wedding ring is on. Only this is your right foot. Right foot represents others, how we interact with the world and others. And that's that toe, the fourth toe, represents relationships in the world. So tell me about that toe. Is it, have you broken it? Is it long? Is it bent?
Well, it's not that long. I've never broken it.
Okay.
I guess it's proportional.
Okay. Is it like curled around or twisted, or is it laying pretty straight out?
It doesn't lay straight out. It actually curves into my middle toe.
Okay. Okay.
So it's leaning into the middle toe.
Okay. That's what I was getting.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Okay. So your middle toe is your action toe. And everything in toe reading is a metaphor. So if you think about that relationship toe is reaching for more action. So you're desiring to do more. You want to do more. You're reaching for it. Whether or not you get it, Tracy, you can chime in here too, but I'm not feeling that there's going to be changes insofar as you getting what you're wanting. Your supervisor is going to get what she wants.
Yeah. But I kept getting, why are you settling?
Mm-hmm.
Was what popped in my head. So, yeah. It's not challenging you enough. It's a job, and it's okay, but it's leaving you feeling a bit empty, and it would be nice to get you in something that would challenge you and use you for your resources, for what you're good at. And you would go home feeling better about your day and be recognized and appreciated for your skill set. And I think that would be better for you. I don't see this particular job as something that will offer you opportunity to grow. So.
Wow. Well, I guess that means I have to start looking for another position, and I haven't even been there for half a year. And this is unusual.
You could always hang out there and just take it easy for a while, since it's so easy. Or, you know, it's not easy necessarily, but it's, you know, you don't have to, you have choices. You don't have to leave just yet, or you can take your time finding something else. And,
You to look for something that speaks to your joy, to your heart, doesn't mean you have to immediately shut the door on this. You know, as long as you're not being disrespected or, you know, harassed and bullied and bossed and those things, I would say take your time. Don't just jump to something else that you're settling for because you're not happy with what you've got. Reach out. Let that relationship toe reach out to something that you desire. And affirmations are really good at this too. You know, I attract the perfect job. I love going to work. And even if you're in a job where you don't feel challenged, you might not be able to change your reality, but you can reframe the way you look at it. And so maybe start thinking of it as a great time to be able to have a job that is going to help pay the bills while you look for something that's more of what you would like.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any danger coming from my supervisor, in the sense that she can probably pick up that I am not so keen on this position? And should I even approach her about trying to expand my role, or would that just sour her?
You know what popped in for me first, and then Tracy, back me up here with your thoughts. What popped in for me first is maybe you're expecting her to change when she doesn't know what you want the change to be. So talk to her, support her, always be offering, you know, to help. Is there anything I can do to help you? Is there something I can take off of your plate to help give you more time? Become her go-to person. And then she's not going to want to lose you. And through that, it might just evolve that she's willing to give you more things, as long as I see her main focus as wanting the credit and wanting to be seen.
Ask what the first vowel in her name is. You don't have to give me your name. Just what's the first vowel?
That's how her name starts.
Okay, so what letter are you looking at?
A.
Okay.
Okay. That's definitely somebody that likes to be in charge, which is good. But you're lucky the first vowel is an O. The O's are a little harder to, they're kind of stuck in there. So with the A, she's probably going to be willing to work with you as a team. But like Nancy said, I get the kind of the same thing, is that she wants the credit. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And she's basically crowding me out. So.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a very uncomfortable feeling. It's not as though she wants me to grow with her. It's more like I have to advocate for myself to partner with her.
And you know what, Mary, I think that's part of what is going on for you as soul growth in this scenario. I think advocating for yourself, standing up for yourself, recognizing what you want and desire, and then speaking up and going for it. And as you do those things, I think you'll graduate either to a better job or to a better position. And I hate to do this, but we have a whole bunch of people that want readings. So we're going to have to move on, sweetie. But
all right.
You know,
well, thank you.
That'll give you something to think about with that. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. It does.
All right.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye,
okay,
Mary.
Nancy. Now let's get you going on some of these pictures here in the chat room. And I'm going to tell people again, if you do have a picture you would like to post, we're at Heart and Soul Radio Chat in the Facebook chat room. So you will have to ask to join if you're not already a member. That's okay. We're watching for you. We'll get you in there, and you can post a picture, and if we have time, we will get to it. Okay, so I'm going to let you get started.
Okay, so I am actually going to start with the we got a picture that they weren't able to get it on online into the chat room, which I kind of like knowing that I'm not the only technically challenged person in the world. so her name is Lori. And so let's do Lori so that I don't forget about it, because it's kind of off to the side here.
Yeah.
Lori, you have what we call the queen archetype, which is, again, I have the same archetype. And us queens are the ones who see to it that work gets done. Usually we end up in leadership type positions, whether it's in our family or work or organizations, you know, whatever it is, we're usually. And then when we get on like a board or a committee, we usually end up heading the darn thing. So queens are very responsible. Queens can, you know, we have our duality. So queens can either be very bossy, and they can even be bossy to the point of off with their head type bossy, or they can be very benevolent queens. Queens like Queen Elizabeth, you know, people love her in Britain. She's very I just watched a special on it last night. Mm-hmm. So she's why it came to mind. I'm also thinking that, Lori, I'm wondering if you have a problem letting go, letting things go, whether it's people, situations, old friends, worries, whatever, if you tend to kind of hold on to those things. The reason I ask is because your feet and toes are a bit swollen, which means that, you know, the water is not expressing from your body. So I'm kind of wondering if you have a problem letting go, even when somebody proves that maybe they're not to your best and highest good, or they're not really a friend, they're a frenemy. So I would say to work on letting go that which doesn't serve your best and highest good.
Very good. That's good advice for everyone.
It is. For sure. Okay, yeah. Let's see here. Okay, come on now. Back to here. Okay, Wendy. Oh, Wendy, I'm so glad that your picture was posted, because you have one of my favorite things. You have a toe ring. And toe ring is a subconscious attempt to either enhance or like bite your tongue. There may be things, your second toe is very long, so I think you have a lot to say, but I'm wondering, okay, it doesn't look like it's pressing into your toe, so I don't think it's cutting off the energy. I'm wondering if there's maybe things that you need and want to say to others, but that's your right foot, so it's your worldly foot. But you don't want to make waves, or you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or, you know, maybe it's from childhood and it's just a secret that you're holding on to, but you really want to say. I just keep getting the feeling that even though it's not tight, it's not cutting you off from saying it, you're choosing not to say it. But yet your subconscious and your toe is encouraging you to express your authentic truth. And
I have a question that is kind of just popping in, so I want to ask it. What about if you got like pain, like plantar fasciitis, or, you know, like the nerves or pressure points are tender? What is, do you have an answer for that? What does that mean?
Of course. I mean, you're talking to the toe lady.
I'm talking to the toe lady. Silly me.
Seriously. Everything is something. And as a lot of you might know, I also am licensed by Louise Hay to teach her philosophies and to coach and that sort of thing. So rest her soul. Love Louise. Mm-hmm. But she would say that pain is a reminder either of pain that's going on, and this is anywhere in your body, pain in general, is a reminder of what's gone on, pain that now maybe you've taken on through guilt or whatever, you've taken on giving yourself the pain. So this could be like if you stub your toe, or, you know, cut your toe, or step on a nail, or whatever it is you do, it's a way to express bottled up pain. Now, I'll go to plantar fasciitis. That is on the bottom of your foot, and so it's likely pain from not being able to move forward, feeling crippled, or feeling like moving forward is too painful, or that moving forward has been too painful, so now you've just given up.
Mm.
That sort of thing.
I'm gonna confess, because that's what I do on this show. I don't have it right now, but for like a year and a half, I had plantar fasciitis.
I was gonna ask you if that was you.
Well, I wasn't asking for that reason, because right now I don't have the pain. But as you're saying that, I was like reflecting on, well, when I had plantar fasciitis, I was going through getting ready to quit my job or wanting to quit my job, the day job. And of course, once I finally did make that move, guess what went away? Plantar fasciitis. Okay. So okay. I'm always living proof of something, right?
Right. I was going to ask if that was you. Really was.
Well, I do know somebody that's got some like nerve pain and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was asking. But the plantar fasciitis is where you went. And I thought, I must have needed to hear that, because.
Well,
when
you bring that up, it made me think of numbness. Sometimes from nerve pain, you get numbness. So think of the metaphor, you know, and where the numbness is on your foot. What are you numbing yourself to? What are you not wanting to feel? If it's the other direction, and I can't think of what the word is right now, but it's when all the nerves in your body are kind of on fire, probably like a neuritis or something. But that's where you're feeling all the pain of your life, either current or past or whatever. So.
Okay, so we can go back to Wendy. Sorry, Wendy, didn't mean to rob her away from your meeting.
That's okay. I'm going to leave it at that, Wendy. I see some other things, and so maybe I'll put a couple comments on your picture if I have time after the show. So I'll go to Peggy.
Okay.
Now, Peggy, I think, has really interesting feet. She has what we call the princess archetype. But for Peggy, my feeling is that it's more of a Cinderella princess, that she's had to work really, really hard in her life to be able to manifest the things that she wants. If you look at the end of her second toes, they're very straight across. They're very blunt. So this could be somebody who is very direct and blunt in what they say. Now, I don't get the feeling that it's like a Simon Cowell. I don't think she's doing it to disempower. You know, he just loves making people feel like the scum of the earth. And I don't get that feeling at all. I think that toe is straight and the end is blunt. And I think she's just straightforward and to the point. And if somebody says something, or, you know, gee, that hurt. What? It's just the truth. It's the truth.
Get over it.
She's got a lot of intuition, that space between the second and the big toe. And it looks like from her picture that she's got a high arch. And both of those are signs of intuition. But in looking at her feet in general, my first thought was that it's hard for her to relax. that the metaphors that came to mind were wound up like a spring, you know, ready to leap into action where she's needed or how she's needed or for what she's needed, but wound like a spring.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I have a question in the chat room. How do you mm-hmm. tell the difference between the queen and the princess?
Okay. The queen, let me see. No. Let me look through here. The princess, as you can see on Peggy's toes, and on the next toe, is it Kaylee? Is that how we say
mm-hmm.
it? Okay. Yeah. See, those toes are very long, very slender. And Tracy, the one she put up in jest, with her little tiara on there. That
yeah,
would be
that
a great
one.
That
one shouldn't be too hard for you guys to find.
Yeah. That would be a great one for a picture in my toe class. but see where Tracy's, they just look more relaxed. They look more the flow. Not so tensed up and ready to spring into action, if that makes any sense to anybody.
No, mine are waiting for like a foot massage or something.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So, Kaylee. Let's see here. Kaylee. Very long toes. Princess toes again. But I also think that you have the Cinderella princess toes. You have to work very hard for whatever you get. And I get the feeling that you're still longing, you know, like Cinderella, you're longing for your prince to come. You want your prince to come and swoop you up and put on the gold, silver, glass, whatever it was, slipper, and sweep you away to the palace to live happily ever after. I say this because on your left foot, there's a bunion. And bunions represent responsibility. They represent something that you've taken on that if you had a choice, you probably wouldn't have chosen that. So my feeling was that you're feeling the responsibility for taking care of yourself, you know, physically, emotionally, financially. You're feeling that burden. Pointed.
Sweet boy.
Yeah, I know the wheels are grinding. I feel like it's almost painful for you. Such a sharp edge on that. I have the feeling that it's painful and I feel tears building up, which aren't my tears. They're your tears. So I know you said that you couldn't call in, but you'd be listening. So, I see a comment. Does the mole on the right foot mean anything? Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, I wasn't sure if that was a spot on my computer or on the screen or if it was actually a mole. Moles and freckles represent what we call an angel kiss. And angels are all around us, all of us, and we just have to call on them. So sometimes they'll put a physical mark, they'll kiss our feet to give us extra energy and courage in certain areas. And because a mole is bigger and more substantial than a freckle, my feeling is they're sending you this this message loud and clear. Call on us. We're here to help. It's in the area of your communication and your action with others. So this would be interacting with other people, whether it's through thoughts, through writing, through whatever. If you're feeling timid or shy or less than courageous, your angels, all you have to do is look down and your angels are there to give you courage and support. Just ask them. Just ask them.
Hey, can we take, I'm going to say this out loud to Valene, if you're listening, if you want to call in, let me know you called in and then we'll do yours next because you're next in line, not just because I'm playing favorites. And then let's go to a caller real quick here and we'll break it up a little bit. So caller with the last digits 3242, you're on the air. Who are we talking with?
Oh, hi, it's me, Tracy Valene.
Oh, it's Valene.
Isn't that funny? I was very drawn to that going, you need to pick this one up. Okay, perfect.
Oh, gosh.
It's so fun.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, Valene. Let's see if I can make this bigger.
You're going to make your feet bigger.
There we go.
I hear her saying
yes.
You're going to get bigger feet. She has the magic to do that. She just waves a little wand and all of a sudden your feet are big.
Okay. Now, this is interesting. You have a really large care shelf, which you've heard me talk before about the caretaker archetype and that sort of thing. But what I want to focus on is your second and third toe on each foot, which would be like your pointing finger and your flip-off finger. You know, those two fingers. They're called communication and action. Now, if you look, the skin where the toes join the foot, the skin is slightly webbed, meaning that if you look, say, where your third toe joins your foot and where the big toe joins the foot, it's further back on your foot. But between your second and third toe, it's up the toe a little bit. So what this means is that the energy of those two toes is combined. It's like fused. So action, communication. So my guess is that you're
that was
a person.
Be my question.
What?
That was actually going to be my question. Is I've been feeling really guided to start like my own YouTube or some kind of something where I'm actually kept talking and not just doing one-on-one readings.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I need to talk more. To the masses. I don't know how to put it.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah. That would be shown on your left foot. And your left foot, the toe is actually longer than it is on your right foot. So that would perfectly tie in to more self-communication, more communication with spirit, more communication with the masters, you know, whatever. But let me go back here. The webbing means that you walk your talk. What you say you're going to do, you do. That if you make a commitment, you're going to stick to that commitment. Even if it's like 10:30 at night and your kid comes up and says, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm supposed to bring brownies tomorrow. You know, you'll do brownies.
And most likely that will happen to you, just saying.
And, okay, here's something else I see. See how your toes, let me think of how to say this better. And this relates to your question specifically that you asked me. See how underneath your toe and further back on your foot are different colors. One's white, like tan lines.
Oh, yeah, my flip-flops.
Right. But the toe, the skin that's at that top part of your foot, it looks all baby soft and new, where the skin further back is, you know, like more roughened and some raised veins are showing. So whenever I see this, what it means to me is that you're like a snake coming out of its skin. You're starting into a new phase. You've outgrown your skin, the way you travel through the world. You've outgrown that, and now you're starting into a new phase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense for you?
Totally. It's just different because I go back and forth with a lot of things. And with what I want to do and how I want to approach things. But I just know everything previously doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like, now I got to feel my way through it and like, well, what does feel right? And how do I put it out there? So I resonate with that.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Awesome.
Okay,
yeah,
any
so
other
much.
Questions?
No, thank you so much. I'll let somebody else have a turn. Thank you.
Thank you, Belly.
Thank you, Belly.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now we're at Beth. And Beth, oh my goodness, I love your feet. I love your feet. What I love about them, I know that sounds kind of kinky, but I assure you it's not. What I love about it is your care shelf, that area between underneath your little toe and your heel. See where that fans out? It gets really wide. Meaning, we call that area the care shelf. So it means that you have a really large care shelf, that your caretaker archetype is very, very strong. So, and I, this just popped in. Sometimes I, you know, when I start getting downloads, it's like I can't keep up with them. I want to remember and I can't keep up, so I stutter. I also get the sense that you've like, you know, like a little boy when they do those muscle man poses, you know, with their arms flexed. And I feel like you're metaphorically making your shoulders bigger. You're trying to be stronger. You want to help more. So you're trying to fan out. Lots of intuition. I see lots and lots of intuition. I also see some new skin coming up for you. You know, if you think about it, our foot grows from our heel to the toes. You know, that's where it lengthens. And the skin up by your toes is much less cloudy. That's my symbol or word or whatever. It's much less cloudy than it is back by your ankle. So I would think you're also emerging from your old skin, that you're striking out into the world. I don't know if any of that resonates for you, but
there it is.
There it is.
And Oliver is there to keep your feet warm.
Oh, I know. This was something else I got. Thank you.
Thank
I call
Oliver.
Him the gang. Thank you, gang, for the reminder. When I first looked at your foot, to me, I had to count your toes to make sure that you didn't have six toes, which six toes is, it's like a sixth sense, which goes right along with all that intuition you're showing. Yeah. Oprah Winfrey, people think she has six toes because her foot's so wide right there.
Wow.
So, there you go.
That is pretty awesome.
Oh, it is. So, again, with that kind of care shelf, and let me look, that kind of care shelf, I would really encourage you to take a lot of time for self-care. Lots and lots of time for self-care. Okay. Shall I just keep going or?
Yes. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm on Karen. Karen, again, we've got a lot of princesses here today.
Karen, we rock. We're princesses.
Very long toes. But again, I think yours is more of the Cinderella princess.
Now, I'm gonna interject something there because, you know, we're kind of a spiritually geared audience here. Mm-hmm. Would that have something to do with that Cinderella princess version? Or does that matter?
I'm not sure what your question is.
So, you know, we're all on our spiritual quest and you know, most everybody here is going to have that shelf you're talking about.
Right.
Okay, so you've got princess toes, and then you refer to the Cinderella princess toes, which means you have to work hard. Would part of that be that spiritual journey that comes
yes.
in there? Or okay.
Right, and it's, again, toe reading is from birth to now. So maybe it isn't that you're working hard now, but in your past, you've had to work hard, that things weren't just given to you. Maybe you're coming out of that now because the part of your foot up by your toes is more clear than the other part. But if you look at the lower part, all those raised veins represent the hills and the obstacles, the peaks and the valleys. Excuse me just a minute. I had to cough. Peaks and the valleys that you've gone through in your life. Those represent the hard spots. Am
okay.
I back on? Okay.
Yep, you're
I wasn't
back on.
Sure if I unmuted again after my cough.
I should have went. Nancy, where'd you go? Mess with
I
you
know.
A little.
Hear me again.
You're
I
on.
Also feel, Karen, I just want to say, I also feel, look at your second toe and see how the whole end of it is bulged out. And then by that knuckle, it squeezed in. And then it kind of goes out again. We call this the Coke bottle formation, just to give you a visual. And what that can represent is holding back authentic truth. I think I was saying to someone else that sometimes we don't say what we need to say because we don't want to hurt feelings. We don't want to make waves. It was a long time ago. What can it matter now? Those sorts of things. For you, I would imagine based on your feet and the Cinderella archetype, I think it's much more likely it's things from a long time ago. And it's your body showing you that you still have an area which needs healing, that you are still searching and trying to be able to speak your truth authentically, whatever that truth is. So, you know, I just encourage you to pursue that and do what you need to do to feel better. Everybody's on their separate path, and you know, as long as you are kind and not attacking, your truth might not be someone else's truth, but you are still entitled to speak your truth.
I love
okay.
that message. Did everybody okay. hear that?
Yes. Hopefully they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Susie, do you want Susie or do we want to go to a caller?
The caller that was waiting had hung up, so let's go for
Susie. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Susie. And It doesn't matter that you need a pedicure. In fact,
sorry, I'm laughing because that's my sister and I need one too.
Okay. A lot of times we use polish to, our toenails represent our very most current thinking. So anything that discolors them is kind of like pulling the window shade down so that nobody can see inside. You know, it's kind of like a, the Eleanor Rigby mask. Remember the song Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles? The face in the jar that she keeps by the door. Who is it for? Mm. All of us have our Eleanor Rigby mask. You know, we all put on a face for the world. But I think for you, you feel it's even more important to hide those feelings from the rest of the world. You're very, very intuitive. I can tell that by the space between your big toe and your second toe, on both feet. And I wonder, see those little lines on your left foot? They're lines that go across underneath the nails. And usually these horizontal lines like that represent a fence or an impediment. And your left side is how you relate to yourself and spirit. And so I'm wondering if you felt like some sort of impediment to communicating, to acting in your relationship with spirit or yourself. Maybe you don't have enough time for pedicures anymore, which is a form of self-care. Or maybe it's that, maybe it's you're having trouble communicating, or that you stopped meditating or doing yoga or whatever. There's some impediment to your interacting with self and spirit. I don't know what it is. You know, if we were doing a reading, we could zero in on it a little better. But then I also believe you've also got the cloudiness and clear by the toes. So I also think that you're moving into a new phase of your life, which the impediment could be from before. You know, maybe the impediment was that you didn't have the freedom or the money or the time or whatever to move forward on your spiritual path. But now I get the sense that you're reaching out for it.
Hmm.
See lots of other things. Yeah, I see lots of other things, but you know, I don't want to get into this.
If you guys do want more in-depth readings with Nancy, I have posted her website on our Facebook chat, but it is toelady.com, and then contact Nancy and set up for a more in-depth reading, because you know, today we're just kind of giving you the surface stuff, but and not wanting to get too personal with anybody. But if you do want to know more, obviously there's more there that can be talked about. So call Nancy, set something up. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. We're at Kelly. Ooh, nice big care shelf. Kelly, again,
I'm never going to stop laughing when you say it like that. Ooh, nice. I like it.
Okay. You're making
I look
me
at
have
chocolate
to,
like that.
You're gonna have to let me tell a story.
Okay.
Back when I was younger and less pounds, I used to sit on the floor to do the toe readings. We're supposed to sit on the floor. But anyway, so I'm in front of this man. And so, you know, when you're sitting on the floor and I'm short, as you look up, you can imagine where you're looking at. And I'm looking at his care shelf, and I went like that, and I went, ooh, Kim, you've got a big one. And his wife was sitting right there. And I said, I mean, care shelf. Look at his care shelf.
She's like, mm-hmm.
I really didn't look at the other.
Oh,
I don't know. Okay. So, Kelly, you really have, you've got angel wings. You've got a heart of gold. I think you take care of others and pull back on taking care of yourself. I think you've been emerging for a while now into a new life, a new way of being, you know, leaving troubles behind. And the thing I want to comment on, it looks like on your big toe, which we call it, the element is ether. On the left side, the ether toe represents our emotional self. And so it looks like it's pulled back. Now, again, this may have to do with your care shelf. It may have to do that you're pulling back on your needs, even your emotional needs, to help others. But I would encourage you, you know, once we've done our healing, then we can help others heal and not just be reflecting back our own hurts. Does that make sense, Tracy?
That's to me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want to only see in others what is in yourself that you haven't healed yet. So I would encourage you to work on a little bit more healing, on maybe valuing yourself more, taking the time for you. I see that you've got nail polish. That's good. But with that strong caretaker care shelf, I would just... I really encourage you to take time for yourself and do your self-care and do your self-healing. Doesn't mean you can't help others in the meantime. You know, spirit directs to us the people we can help. It's just that all of us healers have to work on our own wounds first. Okay.
Oh, first? No, I'm just kidding. I'm hitting the silly mark, aren't I?
You are such a brat. Okay, any more calls or?
We do have another caller that just popped on.
Okay.
You wanna... Okay, and you guys,
sure.
We are going to 7:30, so we'll try to get to the other pictures in the chat room as well, and we'll make this call short. So caller 6975, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Who are we talking with?
Shakira.
Shakira. Okay. How can we help you today, Shakira?
Yeah, I just want to know if you see me meeting someone soon, you know, relationship, love relationship.
Okay. Tell me about the fourth toe on your right foot. Is it straight out? Is it curled to the side?
It's under. Kind of
under.
Folding.
Okay. Okay. This represents, that's your relationship with others. And this represents that curled under is like sort of a shyness or a reluctance to approach relationships, whether they're intimate or other. I'm wondering, is your little toe, your very little toe, is it pretty short compared to your other toes?
Yes.
Okay. That's what we call our trust toe. And so being really short, it means that at some point your trust was stunted. And this is affecting how you're viewing relationships with others. So my suggestion is, as far as meeting someone else, I don't think you're ready to meet someone else yet. I think if you meet someone else right now, it's going to be to fill in the parts of you that are missing, the parts of you that are wounded. When we bring someone else into our lives, we want them to enhance our life. We want them to make it better. We want to be, you know, two independent people
mm-hmm.
who depend on each other. Is that making sense?
Yes.
So, okay. So work on loving yourself. Nobody else can love you unless you love yourself. Nobody else can love you in the way you want to be loved.
Right.
You could go out right now. I have no doubt you could go out tonight and you could meet somebody. But I don't think it's the type of person that you want to meet. Right. I think you want to do some work on yourself, do some healing, and there's lots of resources to do that. What do you think, Tracy?
I get the same thing. And I also get that you're no longer in the frame of mind to settle. It's like you're tired of mm-hmm. the old routine, the repeated pattern. You're no longer willing to settle. It's time to find something that feels right. And so if you move forward with what Nancy's talking about here, about do a little self-healing, explore a little bit on that, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you might be a good candidate for a deeper reading with Nancy so she can kind of help you see what areas you can look at for the self-healing so that you can get to the next, to get to something that's of quality in a relationship that you'd
right.
actually look forward to coming home to at night. So
exactly.
Yes,
that
yeah.
enhances our life, doesn't complete it. They enhance it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going to have to keep that short because I'm watching my timer go down. So it's towlady.com. Towlady.com. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Shakira.
Thank you, Shakira.
Okay. We have 6 more pictures in the chat room and we have 12 minutes. Do your math.
So we're not going to get to them all.
Okay.
Elizabeth, you're up next. We haven't talked about the monk archetype yet. And everybody who's on here has a monk archetype, the physical characteristic. But Elizabeth, yours is really pronounced. It's the monk archetype is identified by our big toes. It's by very dominant toe. You know, it stands out, and a very large nail, and you have both of those things. So a monk archetype would be somebody who is on a constant quest for knowledge, particularly spiritual knowledge. Because they love knowledge, they love books. So they're either on the internet a lot, they read a lot, they're in the library, whatever. Your toe is very straight. This is our destiny toe. It's very straight, but it's shorter than your other toes. I shouldn't say but. And it's shorter than your other toes. So this could mean that you've been holding back on reaching out for your destiny, for going all out for it, for you know the path you want to go. It's like those two toes or fingers pointing straight ahead. It tells me you know where you want to go. You know what you want to do. But for some reason, you've been holding back. Now, this could be because of other people, you know, people around us. A lot of times us light workers and those in the metaphysical and holistic, we get a lot of eye rolling and non-acceptance and judgmental. So this could be, you know, your community, and your community being the people around you, whether it's family, friends, the larger community, whatever. So I encourage you, just keep moving forward. I think you're going to, that toe is so large, I think you're going to touch a lot of people.
I love it.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, Charmel.
Oh, job hunting now.
Oh. Perfect.
Okay, probably have time for one more. Oh, she says that she had it done last time. And Tracy can get it done anytime.
No, so, yeah. Mine's on there as a joke. So we're going with my
tiara. So, Charmel says, thank you, Charmel. That's very generous. So now we'll go down to Celia. And if anything, anything I say, if you have a question on, you can call me. Okay, let's look. Boy, we just have a lot of, I very seldom ever see this, but we've got a lot of people moving out of their old lives into their new. The cloudiness at the bottom of your foot and the clear, fresh skin up by the toes. I see a lot of intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Monk caretaker archetype, large caretaker, also have some princess toes, but I think that your working hard is in the past. I think that now you're able to manifest more of what it is that you need and want. You're not just focused on your needs now. You can focus on, you can breathe, you can spread out, you can focus on your wants and needs and manifest better. Let's see, you've also got the webbing. You've also got the short trust toe. And see how the trust toe joins your foot further back toward the heel than the other toes do. So what this represents is a holding back of your trust. Not that you're not trusting and not that you're not trustworthy, but I would suspect that you're skeptical and you're cautious of letting new people and new situations into your life. You want to make sure that they're not going to hurt you because of, you know, maybe past treatment that you've gotten from others. You know, you might be in a castle, but you don't let that drawbridge down for every person who comes knocking. You're more selective. You want to be sure. Oh,
wow.
And this is interesting since we have another couple minutes. On your big toe, the red polish, it said in toe reading that we choose our polish from the chakra that we were operating in at the time we made the choice. So whenever you chose that polish, you were probably in your root chakra, you know, which is like our primal survival things, home, work, survival, money, those types of things.
Have fun. I know a little bit, and I'm sitting here nodding my head. Yeah.
Oh, okay. let's see. Which big monk archetype, that big toe, particularly on your right foot, you're going to picture it as walking down your path with your arms outspread. This toe is so wide, you're going to touch a lot of people with your destiny, with your path in your lifetime. So, or I should say you have the potential to touch a lot of people because we can't know the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. It's always so much fun. And the shows are never long enough, are they?
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I know I'm
wonderful.
Thinking, only an hour and a half? My God, it feels like it was 30 minutes.
Well, we do have 5 minutes. I have a question in the chat room, but before we go there,
okay.
Again, you guys,
Nancy is reachable at towlady.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. Contact her, get a full reading. It's amazing. You're going to be glad you did. The question here is, can Nancy tell us about bunions and bunionettes, what they represent?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I touched on it briefly before. Bunions are that kind of knot that's on, and help me watch the time if I get too absorbed.
It'll talk
knot.
In our ear. It'll tell
oh,
us.
Good. It's that knot that's under toe on the inside of your foot. That's what's called a bunion. And then on the outside of our foot, if we've got a hard knot under the little toe, under the trust toe, that's called a bunionette. Now, in toe reading, we refer to the bunion as a responsibility bump, and we refer to a bunionette as a hurt bump. So when you have a bunion, remember this is from birth to now, it generally represents taking on a responsibility that you didn't really ask for, and you didn't really feel like you had a choice, but you did it. So this could be like early in life. It could be your parents not being emotionally or physically present, so you had to take on the care of your younger siblings. Or it could be, or yourself. It could be later in life having to take on the care of an elderly parent. Now, a caregiver is different than the caretaker archetype, but take on the care of somebody else. Maybe it's even your grandchildren because their parents aren't able for whatever reason to step up and take care of them. But it's a responsibility, and a lot of times it pushes our destiny toe off to the side, which when it is leaning toward the outside of the foot, it represents the future. So what this is saying is that we're looking to the future for a time when our responsibility won't affect our ability to go forward in life.
Wow. I hope you guys were taking notes, but guess what? If you're not, you can catch us in the archives. And somebody just released the hounds in my house, so it could get really loud here in a second. I have a beautiful little German Shepherd puppy that's not so little anymore, and he's all excited because he got let out of the room, and so he's coming to say hi. But Nancy, thank you so much for agreeing once again to be my victim on the show.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
And
if anybody wants to email me, let me just tell you that real quick. It's very easy. Nancy@towlady.com.
Perfect. And again, towlady.com.
Yes.
All right,
it's the website.
It is. And it was such a great show, and you covered so much, and you got to so many people. So I so appreciate you. And thank you. And you're getting lots of thanks in the chat room as well.
Thank you, everybody.
I know we were not able to answer everybody's questions or get to everybody, but you know what, you guys, you know how to get a hold of Nancy, and I highly recommend. Yeah, I highly recommend you guys set something up with her. Okay, guys. Next week I have James Gilliland on, so please come back. Listen, we're
awesome.
Going to be talking about UFOs.
Yes.
Yeah. And maybe
an
we'll
awesome
have to make
show.
A field trip, Nancy, and we'll all go to the ranch and Skywatch
yes.
together. That would be fun. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you guys. Love you all. See you again next week. Thank you, Nancy. And
you're
bye-bye,
welcome.
Everyone.